This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
I submit to you. I look up to you for mercy. I look up to you for grace. I acknowledge your angel, the Malak, the messenger, the servant, the messenger that you have sent, that is standing with me on this matter. I humble myself. I acknowledge you, Holy Ghost. I acknowledge that which you have sent to Aetis ministry. Thank you, Jesus, because I'm not ministering alone. Thank you because you are the head of the church, Jesus. And the Holy Ghost, you are the overseer of our church. You set. Thank you because you asked me to enter my office. You will put me in my office. I will minister for my office. You will cut me up to speak with power and authority. My word will minister grace. I will not discourage your people. I minister strength to heart. I will cushion souls and great entrance will minister to many. Thank you. Help me. Help us. Help us as a house. Escort us. You are here to escort us, Jesus. Escort us, Lord. Thank you, Father. Honor to your name, Jesus. In Jesus' name we are prayed. I perceive something strong in the spirit. I've been waiting on it. I know that it's very, very necessary by the spirit. I perceive that the door we are before us, I sense strongly it has to do about the adoption of sons. I perceive strongly that God is adoption of sons. The Lord wants to adopt sons. Or the Father wants to adopt sons. That's what I sense strongly, that the door before us is the receiving of sons. The whole duty of man is to be a son of God. Or the calling of God over your life. God's calling over your life is to be a son of God. God wants to make you his son. And many religions don't like that. In fact, one of the religions that we are experiencing persecution from, one thing that religion says is that the religion does not believe that God wants, how can sons come out from men? But God wants to have sons. Say that, say, the calling of God over my life is to make me sons. Say, to make me a son. Or to make me his son. And so the word of sons are vast. Or let me use the word. The word of sons are diverse. There are diverse kind of sons. Sons are not just one. There are diverse kind of sons. Both in the present creation and in the new creation. Because you can know the new creation or the creation of this new world to come by studying the old creation. In the present creation, it's a world of sons of God. From the least of sons to the height of sons. Adam and Eve, we are sons of God. And sons of God continue from Genesis 2. When God make man in his image and after his likeness. God created in Genesis 1. God made in Genesis 2. So there are sons that we are made. And sons that we are made from the least to the highest. And all of them are sons of God. But they are sons of God by making them. But God want to have sons now in the New Testament or since the day of Jesus Christ, sons that are born. So, sons that are made are different from sons that are born. Sons that are made with the things of his hand. Sons that are born are made up of his body, are made up of his flesh. And are made up of his bones. And ultimately, they are made up of his spirits.
You find that in the book of Ephesians chapter 5:30. And when they say they are made up of his spirit, you'll find that in Ephesians chapter 4. They are one spirit. So they are made up of one body, the body of God. They are made up of the flesh of God. And they are made up of the bone of God. And they are made up of the spirit of God. So, the present creation are sons. The least of the sons that were made was Adam and Eve. They made them, they fashioned them, they were formed. We find out in the book of Genesis 2:7. Of the dust of the ground, and breathed unto his nostrils, the breath of life. Everybody say, and man became a living soul. So a living soul is a son of God. For there to be a living soul, you have to know that if this was made of God, when Jesus, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, because the first Adam was of the earth, earthy, in 1 Corinthians 15, 45. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. So it showed that God created man in Genesis 1, but God made man. How did he make? He formed. After God created, God formed. So the process of what God created, God began to form it. And it was not only man that God formed. When you read Genesis 2, you will see that after they form man, or before they form man, they also form every other beast also. Beasts also were formed. Beasts were created in Genesis 1, but they were formed in Genesis 2. And what was formed was not their body that was formed. What they formed was both their soul and their body. A soul has to be formed. Another was to be formed, had to be conformed. So Adam was formed. Eve was formed. That was formed there. We do not know. That's what I said. We knew that man was created on the sixth day. But I was formed. We don't know how long it took God to form man. Because when man was formed, Bible did not capture the day. But we know that after the sixth day, when man was created, God rested on the seventh day. But we knew something that when he was about to start forming man, God started his works again. Formation of man was works of God's hand. Read it in the book of Psalm. When you read the book of Hebrews chapter 1, you will find it that they were the works of his hand. God formed man. God created with words. God formed with his hand. But God, when it comes to form, God form with his end. Father, Hebrews 1:10. And that law in the beginning have laid the foundation of the earth, and the heaven are the works of their hands. So both the heavens as a planet and the earth and the inhabitant thereof, God formed them with his hand. Genesis chapter 2 that we read. And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground, comma, to tell you that that was his body. And breathed into his nostril the breath of life. And man became a living soul. They were stating all the process of formation that took place. From the body to the soul. So the soul of man, Adam, was formed. And we do not know how long. Because in those days, timing was not 24 hours. God shortened what is called timing after man fell. Because before the fall, God was not counting down. God was counting up. God was not counting down. Now we count down. But God counts up. Father, nobody knew how long man had lived before man fell. It was after man fell, they began to count down. How did I say they count down? The first set of people lived almost 1,000 years. And for 1,000 years in Genesis chapter 2, they count down to 120. By the time you get into Psalm 90, they have counted down to 70 by reading of strength. They count down to 60 or 70. So they were counting down. But when God created man, before man sinned, they were not counting. Rather, man was in the world where man was counting upward. So it was more of upward movement. So after God created man, and man was formed, we also knew that God formed all angels. The list of sons were Adam. But God also have other sons he created. We find that in the book of Job. We show the list of the sons, which were Adam, and they show the highest of the sons. They call them the sons of the morning. In Job chapter 38, verse 7, where unto as the foundation thereof fasting, or who laid the four cornerstone thereof. Want to go verse 7. When the morning stars sang together, and what all the sons of God shouted for joy. So who are this morning star? Let us see who are this morning star. Isaiah 14, 12. That falling from heaven, O Lucifer, sons of the morning. So we can see here that there is sons of the morning or morning stars are cherubims. So cherubims are sons of the morning. So cherubim are a type of a son. Just as Adam was a son on earth, in heaven, heaven and earth, we are populated with sons in the present creation. When you go to heaven present, you will see sons of God. And they are different stratas. But the highest of those sons are cherubim. What is cherubim? Cherubim simply means the shining ones. So there are sons that shine. There are different kinds of sons. They shine. They are shining ones. When you read the book of Psalm, say, thou that dwell in the midst of cherubim, shine forth. So cherubim are shining sons. So they were sons of God. So they were in the third heaven on ascension. When you are ascending. But in descending, they are in the first heaven. When you are descending, they are in the first heaven. But when you are ascending, they are in the third heaven. Then in the second cadre of heaven, because we knew by the reason of Paul, Apostle Paul, in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell. Or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knew it. Such a one caught up to the third heaven. So we knew by the reason of the Bible, some people say there are seven heavens. There's nowhere anywhere in the Bible they told us that there are seven heavens. We only knew there were three heavens. But we know that in each of the heavens, we know that there are three heavens according to scriptures. By reason of 2 Corinthians 12, and by reason of Psalm 103, that there are three heavens. Psalm 103, 19, 22. The law has prepared its throne where in the heavens. So heavens are not just one. Heavens. And his kingdom ruleth over all. That is, all the heavens, there are different sons in all the heavens. But God's throne and God's kingdom rule over them all. I'm saying that, why am I teaching this thing? I perceive strongly that God wants to adopt sons from our midst. God wants to harvest sons. And I'm trying to tell all that when God wants to harvest sons, there are different kinds, just as there are different kinds of sons in the present, there are also different kinds of sons in the world to come, or sons. Sonship is not just one. And that's the calling of God to all of us. But you will determine the kind of son you will be. The present heavens and Adam, they did not give them the choice of the kind of a son they want to be. They were sons by preordination. So in the first creations, they were sons. They did not do anything. They were just made like that. Like Adam was making a son. They did not require any of their own volition. They did not require any of their willingness. When they woke up, they wrote it there. When the sons of God, when they woke up, they saw themselves in the book of Proverbs. When they woke up in the morning, when they say morning star, just the way God put Adam to sleep. And when Adam woke up, he saw a woman and said, "This is a woman." When cherubim woke up, they saw he was in the morning in heaven. They woke up in the morning of heaven. And when they woke up, they saw that they were sons. It's not only Ed that have money. Heaven also have money. How do I know? Look at the book of Hebrew. We say, today, if you will hear his voice. And when they are talking about to that word today, they are not talking about day or your day or of earth. Today, or you will hear in book of Psalm 110, in the day of his power. And they connected that day of his power, that people shall be willing in the day of his power, comma, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. Because what made up a day is more evening and morning made up a day. How God calibrated his day is by his sons. So there are sons that woke up in the morning of God's creation. And there are sons that woke up in the evening of creation. Sons that woke up in the evening of creation, they call them stones of fire. Because you need fire to burn by night, to lit up. And what burns, you know that gases are stars. The stars are gases. They burn. That when you read Book of Job, they talk about star can drop like a gas. And before they arrive here, they will have burned off. Because as they are traveling, they are burning off. So stars are gases. So stars are burning gases. Like sun is also burning. It's a star, but it's a bigger star. It's a star that is by day. Where the one that you find in the night is the stars of night. So, cherubim are stars of heaven, not stars of the earth. We have our own stars of the earth. We have our star. One of our biggest stars is sun. Then we have our middle star, which was moon and stars, our normal star. So, heaven also have stars. One of the four stars, they call them the morning star. But those morning stars, they call them sons of God in the highest. They are the sons of God in the highest. And they are the sons of the morning. Because in the God's day, in the day of God. For example, some of us don't believe that God has a day. Yes, somebody is still contending with me. Say, Pastor, show me again. Show me. Show me again. It's in the Bible. I will show you. Don't be patient. It's in the book of Revelation, chapter 4. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him. And they were full of eyes within. And they rest not day and night. So, these four people are in heaven with God. And God trains, that means then. So, there's a day and night. But day and night is not 24 hours. Like your own day. They rest not day and night. So, these four people, they rest not day and night. Day and night is not hurt. They are not on hurt. Day and night saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty," which was, which is, and which is to come. If they should take you to God's day, you will pass out. They took John to God's day. John said, "I was in the spirit in the last day." Revelation 1:10. So it's not only man that they gave day to. It's not only earth they gave day to. There are day and night in heaven. So everything you see on earth is a carbon copy of what is existing. Earth is not the original. Earth is a carbon copy of something. Heaven is not the original. Heaven is a carbon copy of something. The original is in God. Look at 2 Peter chapter 3. As the day of the Lord, have the day of God. 2 Peter 3:10. But the day of the Lord will come. The day of the Lord is not, some people say rapture will take place last year. Didn't we are still here. Nobody. The day of the Lord, Bible says a day with the Lord is 1,000 years with you. One day is 1,000 years. Like, we are, all of us entered to millennium years 20 years ago or 26 years ago. Happy millennium year. That was the beginning of one day. And you are saying you have celebrated 26 years. God is just in one day. God is just one day. So, look at it. Nobody is only Methuselah that is able to spend one day of God on earth. It's only Methuselah. Adam did not spend one day of God. He made a clean man because Adam was living in the day of the Lord. He made it fair. Man left the Lord's day and moved to the source of man was living the day of the Lord. We are living the Lord's day. But when man fell, what connected us to the Lord's day? The source of man became disconnected from it. And man began to live the day of the earth. The day of the earth is a low day. In fact, the day of the earth is lower than the day of heaven. How much more the day of the Lord or the law of God's day? So the ones, sons that break the day of God, when God broke his day in heaven, they called them sons of the morning. Then the ones that are in the middle of the day, they called them sons of fire. Or stones of fire, they are called seraphims. So seraphs are sons of God. They are sons that are made with God's hand. They were not born. They are not born of God. They were made. Then, after those ones, which are called stones of fire in the book of Ezekiel 28, but when you read Isaiah referred to them the month of the congregation in the sight of the north. They are mountain. When they come together, they are mountain. They are stones. They are made of that mountains. Then, after that, Ezekiel called them what? Stones of fire. Isaiah called them the mountain. He called them, that the anointed cherubim, the cherub that covereth our city. That was upon the holy mountain of God. What do you call holy mountain of God there? Are sons of fire. That are walk up and down in the midst of what? Stones of fire. They are kind of sons. And we need to know this kind, to hope to know the kind of sons we want to be. God created them as an example for us, to teach us. Then, after that, in the book of Psalm 103, they call these sons, they call them flames of fire. Psalm 103 called them his ministers, where Psalm 104 called them flames of fire. They will make his ministers a flame of fire. Then after that, he made the last set of sons in the heaven. And those last sons of sons in the heaven, when you read the book of Psalms and you read the book of Ezekiel, Isaiah called all them stars of God. Psalm also called them stars of God or stars of the Lord. Then Psalm 103 called them works of his hand. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. In that book of Psalm, that spoke also the stars. So we can see that there are three levels of sons in heaven. Eventually, the last set of song of earth, which was only son that God put on earth, which was a living soul, was also called sons of God in Luke chapter 3. Luke chapter 3 called living soul, Adam, son of God. Which was the sons of Seth, 38? Sons of Adam. Which was the son of God. So we saw that Adam was the son of God. By the time you arrive at Genesis chapter 6, and it came to pass, when man began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughter we are born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men.
that they were fair, and they took them wives, all of which they chose. So it was glaring that Adam was not only sons of God that was upon the earth.
Adam's generation to Noah were sons of God that we are made. They, after the flood and after Noah, God could not succeed in making sons anymore. Making son of this type anymore. Sons are priests. Why do I use the word priest? Because they make them, they build them. When you say the calling of God for me is to be a son, you are selling me saying the calling of God for me is to be a priest. Sons are priests. Sons are prophets. When you say I'm a son, or you say God made son, you say they are priests. Sons are prophets. So Adam was a priest. Adam was a prophet. So, but these are prophets that were made. These are priests that we are made. And it's not only Adam that's a priest. If the son on earth is a priest, a son on earth is a prophet. So sons of God that were made in heaven are also priests and prophets. So every cherubim is a kind of a very high priest. So that's why we saw one of them as an high priest. He was officiating in the mountain of God amidst stones of fire. Because priest officiates, Abi. How can you be a priest and you don't officiate? Eden is not just a garden. Eden is a place of officiating. That's why immediately Adam fell, he disqualified himself to stay in Eden. Because Eden is used to officiate priesthood. You hear by God saying, when God was the revelation of Israel in the prophet, you come to tell them, for you make offering under your roof and the oaks, they offer under roofs and oaks. So because, and when you find Eden, Eden, we are guarded as trees. So they offer Israel, they offer under groups, and they offer where they were groups are trees that were planted. So you can see that Adam was Jeremiah 17:2. So they offer Adam being the garden was not just that he was doing, you know, all of us, we thought that maybe Adam and Eve, they were having love garden. Eden is not a love garden. Imagine a garden that has a tree of life. Garden that when you eat what is there, you become like God. It showed that what the garden was trained to configure people, to configure men. Eden was a place where they configure things. So God put Eden as a meeting point. How do I know that? Also, Eden was not just a garden. I would say, God come at the cool of the day. And we know that where God comes to are temples. For the Lord is in his temple. Let every land be quiet before him. So Eden was a type. Because God's temple really, really, really is not made with hands. It was when man fell that they make temple of stones. When you get to heaven, when you see a temple of heaven, it's not made of stone. Garden of God are God's temple. So God's temple in heaven where angels are is not made up of stones. It's not made up of material stones. Temple of God in heaven are made up of beings. They were built. So I said that sons are priests. Sons are prophets. So because you need to understand that sons are priests and sons are prophets for you to be able to understand how they raise sons. Because how they raise sons, for you to have breakthrough to how they raise sons, you need to know how they raise priests. What do they use to raise priests? That's what they use to raise sons. What do they use to raise prophets? That's how you will know how they raise sons. So if you don't study, or if you don't wait for Holy Ghost to bring how prophets and priests are raised and built, you will not understand the technology of how they produce sons. So the template, the secret of how sons are raised, are kept in the way prophets and priests are produced. So I've established that. So every cherubim are priests, but they are high priests. Another word for it, they are priests of the Most High. Another word for high priest is priest of the Most High. So you know that. Let me come to the earth. One of the person that was a prophet was John the Baptist. When they were talking about John, when the angel Gabriel came to talk about John, he said, "That little shall be born of you, shall be called the Son of God." That's the prophecy of Jesus by Gabriel. The prophecy of John, he said, shall be called the prophet of the highest. And Bible said, out of every man born of woman, there's no one arisen like John. That means outside Adam and Eve, nobody is as high as John. So, and they said that John, he shall be called. He was not yet what he was. Eh? He shall be called. It's a futuristic thing. It was when he was born. It was not like that. He shall be called. That means as at the time that they conceived him, he was not yet it. But he grew into it. And if they say, out of every man born of woman, there's no one arisen as John the Baptist. So John the Baptist as the prophet of the highest. And John the Baptist, according to Jesus, is the one that is next to Adam and Eve in the order of man. He shows that if Adam is a son, John the Baptist is a son, he showed that if they say John the Baptist is a prophet of the highest, he showed that Adam, he was also a prophet. So Adam was a prophet. Adam was a prophet because John was a prophet and he was a prophet of the highest among men. He said, out of man, born of woman, there's no one arisen as John. The only person that was not born of women is only Adam and Eve that were not born of women. They were made. But everybody was born. So a born is a born. So out of man, born of woman, there's no one arisen. So that means it's only Adam and Eve that were not born. So it shows that every of mankind that we are born of woman, the only person that arisen is the highest. And they call that man the prophet of the highest. So if that man that was born of woman and is the prophet of the highest, it showed that Adam was a very high prophet. He's the only one that's higher than Adam because he was not born. And Adam is a son of God. According to Luke 3, it showed that John also was a son of God.
Wow.
He said, who do you want to see in the wilderness or in the desert? A reed shaking with the wind, Matthew 11:7. But what went you out to see? A man clothed in sovereign men. Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in king houses. But what went you to see? A prophet. Yay! I say unto you, more than a prophet. Because there are prophets. He says, it's a prophet. But when I'm saying that he's a prophet, he's not the kind of prophet that you think. He's not a prophet like Isaiah. He's not a prophet like Jeremiah. Jeremiah is a prophet, but Jeremiah is a low prophet compared to this one. This one is more than a prophet. A prophet more than the other kind of prophet you know. For this is whom, of whom is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, who shall prepare my way. For I said unto you, among them that are born of women, there is no one is greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he is the least in the kingdom of heaven. Because that was wanted to discuss. Your high calling, heavenly calling, or to be a son. That is greater than he. Then, from the day of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven saw the violent, and the violent taken by fire. For all the prophets and the law prophesied unto John, if you will receive it, this is Elijah which wants to come. But he that have you, let him hear. John 5, verse 3. You see that John was a bunny. and a shining light. That means he said that John operated in the sanctuary of the earth and the most holy of the earth. Because earth has its sanctuary. Just like everyone has a sanctuary. The earth also has a sanctuary. The sanctuary is the burning place. So he shows that if John was a burning and a shining light, it shows that that was meant to be highest. It showed that there were other sons that were lower than John. Because as of Abraham born of woman, we know that Abel was born of woman. Enoch was born of a woman. So if Abel was born of a woman, Abi, Enoch was born of a woman, Abi, Noah was born of a woman. And I told you that all these people were sons of God that were made. And they said, John, the one out of everyone that is born of them, though he did not live in their day, but they put them as those who are born of women. That is the greatest, or the prophet of the highest. So he showed that Abel was a prophet.
Yes, sir.
But Abel, being a prophet, was not a shiny prophet. Enoch was a prophet, but was not a shiny prophet. They were not as arisen like that pedigree. So they talk about Noah is the eighth from Adam. Enoch is the seventh from Adam. What is seven? Is the seventh generation of Adam. Noah is the eighth generation of Adam. So for us to know that Enoch was a prophet, because I say that every son is a priest and they are prophets. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam. Everybody say, oh, prophesy. So how can you prophesy if I'm not a prophet? So they were prophets because they were sons. But I'm trying to teach sons. I want to teach about sons. But when I start talking about sons, I may not be mentioning sons, sons, sons. You may hear me talk about priests, talk about prophets. So I'm still talking about sons.
Yes, sir.
Because for you to understand the concept of the sons of God, they must be prophets. Because once you know about prophets, they are led. As many as are led by the Spirit are called sons. Once you know about priests, that priests are led. So leading is not, who shall I marry? Who shall I not marry? Shall I do my job? Leading is training. Leading is preparing you to be a son. When they say they're leading you, leading is your making. When I say I'm being led as a son, it's my making. They are making me. That's how they make prophets. That's how they make priests. So it shows that John was a type of a son of God because he was the one that's not born like Adam. And you know, all the people that were born like Adam, all to Genesis, we call them sons of God. And John fits into that class. And God makes us to know that John was a prophet. And we have read the book of Jude. One of the sons that was the seventh of the sons of Adam was also referred to as a prophet. And Enoch is not just a prophet. By reason of Hebrew, God, Hebrew was written not to teach as a prophet. Hebrew was written to talk about priesthood of God. And Enoch was introduced because something that you find about priesthood is that he walked with God. So you cannot be a son if you're not ready to walk. You cannot be a son if you're not ready to be led. I'm talking about the door that God's intention is to walk, to adopt sons. So when I say God wants to adopt sons, I say God wants to adopt priests. God wants to adopt prophets. Not prophets that carry microphone. Not priests that offer animals. But God wants to adore spiritual priests that offer spiritual sacrifices. God wants to adore spiritual prophets that carry spiritual inheritances. So you will hear in the book of Hebrew chapter 11. And Enoch walked with God and was no more. So we know that people that walk with God are priests. Malachi chapter 2. For they walk with me. Now, all ye priests, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear it, and if you will not lay it to the heart, to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will send a curse unto you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I curse them already. Because you do not lay it to heart.
Take note of this. So priests lay things to their heart. He called it the commandments. But it's not only commanded that they lay to heart, they also lay the word of God to their heart. It's not only word of God they lay to heart, they also lay commandments, they also lay law in their heart. You will find that same thing in the book of Job 22:22.
Behold, I will corrupt your seed and spread upon your faces even the dung of a solemn feast, and one shall take you away with it. And you shall know that I sent this commandment unto you, that my covenant may be with Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. My covenant was with him of life and my peace. I gave them to him for the fear wherein he feared me. I was afraid before my name. The law of truth was in his mouth. Iniquity was not found in his lips. He war with me in peace and equity, and did turn many away. So one of the things that about priests walk. So in your walking, that's how they make sons of God. You can never be a son of God without walking. You can't be a son if you are not able to walk. Give me Zechariah chapter 3. Before we get there, let's see Zechariah 3:1-2. Then we jump to verse 6. And he showed me Joshua, what? The high priest. When you hear the word high priest simply means the priest of the most high. That's it. When you talk about priest that is high. Like the prophet of the highest. He showed that if there's high priest, that means there are other priests. Until you attain into high priest, or you are attained as the priest of the most high. When you say Joker is the high priest, that's not simply that Joker has attained the highest pinnacle of priesthood. But there are other priesthood level. A Levi is a priest. Though he cannot offer, but he's a priest. So you can be a priest, but you can't offer. You don't have pedigree to offer. When you get back home, you can go and read the book of Ezekiel. God tells it's only Zadok that we offer for him. He said every other priesthood, because when they follow after their idolatry, he said they will offer for the people. So in priesthood, there are degrees. Degree of your priesthood is according to your work. And according to your law, and according to the word, and according to the commandment you keep. Your commandment will consecrate you. Your commandment will set you apart. Commandment you keep will sanctify you. And the more your sanctification, the more priesthood you become. You move higher until you can become the priest of the most high. Every priest may not be the high priest, or may not be part of the who are partners of the most. So as I was saying, Zechariah, he showed me the Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at the right to resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuked thee, O Satan, even the Lord that have chosen Jerusalem rebuked thee. Is there not a branch plucker of fire? Look at what the angel now told Joshua. And the angel of the Lord protested unto Joshua. The word protested means he charged or he commanded him. He admonished him. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, once ago, if thou will walk in my ways, and if thou will keep my charge, then shalt thou also judge my house, and thou shalt also keep my court, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. So sons are priests, and in priesthood, priests, there are priests that stand, and there are priests that sit. Zechariah chapter 6. If I say sons are priests, sons are prophets. So there are prophets that stand, there are prophets that walk, and there are prophets that sit. Because you can't stand if you have not walked, and you cannot sit if you have not stand. Priests that walk, prophet that walk, prophet that stand. And prophet that can sit. Like the man child that was in the womb was a prophet that sits. Remember that of a seed, a prophet that are standing. And the woman that born her, she was a prophet that is still walking. So after all this, they repeated them. And as soon as her child was born, she was caught up to God. That means she's a priest of God. Was cut up to God and is strong. Let's read Zechariah chapter 6. The word of the Lord came unto me saying, take of them of the captivity, even I will come from Babylon and come down the same day and go into the house of what? Then take silver and gold and make crowns and set them upon the head of Joshua, the son of what? The high priest. And speak unto him, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, saying, behold the man whose name is the branch. He shall grow up out of his place. Eh? He shall build the temple of the Lord. Even he shall build the temple of the Lord. And he shall bear the glory. And shall sit and rule upon his throne. And he shall be a priest upon his throne. And the council of peace shall be between them both. So this is Zechariah what? 6. In Zechariah 3, they say it should work. In Zechariah 4, there was a cry of Eston shouting grace and grace. In chapter 6, he became a priest that can wear crown to sit. You can journey in sonship by reason of how you take things that God is committing to you. The charge they were giving in Zechariah 3 is to prepare him that if you will walk and you will arrive at a point among them that stand. There were those who are standing that he was not yet in that category yet. There are those who stand by. They have done their work and they are standing by. Why are they standing? They are standing for them to be adopted to the next level. And then when he arrived at the point of them that stand by, so after chapter 3, chapter 4, they were talking about the cloud of Eston unto Joshua the high priest. That the hand of Zerubbabel and Joshua, they be the priest, two of them, they kept on doing that. And they kept on making supply for him to arrive at the point where he can wear the crown. And he can be constituted as a priest that sits. Or as a son that sits. There are things you must do. There are things, your journey, the counsel of God, the whole counsel of God, the whole duty of God for you is that you can you journey? Can you journey until you are sons that can sit? It's a calling of God for you. When you hear it's a calling, give me Romans chapter 8. For you to know that sonship is a calling of God. I've defined who a son is. A son is a priest. A son is a prophet. Also, a son is a servant. How do I taught concept of sons in gospel as servants? Jokai is teaching sonship, but he's calling them servants. Either you use the word sons as servants, but different kind of servants. Servants that they will give other servants to take care of. Servants that they make ruler. So those servants are all sons. So Jokai does not call them prophets. Jokai does not call them priests. But Jokai called them servants. He's talking about sons. So sons of God are servants. When you say I'm becoming a son, you also are becoming a servant. And there are different kinds of servants. You grow in your being a servant. You can be a servant of Christ. Say I can be a servant of Christ. That's Romans chapter 14. You can be a servant of Christ. For he that in this thing serveth Christ is acceptable to God. That means God will not accept you to come and serve him if you have not served Christ. But there are things you must use to serve Christ. And God will see that. God will say, wow, you serve Christ. Now come and serve me. Because you can't serve God with a spirit if you have not served Christ. Christ is the beginning of service. You must qualify. You must use things to serve Christ. Then after that, God will say, let me accept this one. That was acceptable to God, means adopted by God. God will also adopt you for something. So when you hear in a lot of communities say, the sons of God, the prophets of testimony, the prophets of the books, they're simply saying about different kind of sons. Prophet of testimony is a servant, but the servant of testimony. What does it mean? He's choosing testimony to serve. Testimony is his manner of service. Where servant of the world, the war and the law is the what is used to serve. And prophet of the little book is using the little book to serve. They are all servants. And they are all sons. So he's talking about priesthood for Malachi. Because Malachi, just like Hebrew was a book in the New Testament. Hebrew is the book of priesthood in the New Testament. Malachi is the book of priesthood in the Old Testament. So he called priests in Malachi, he called them servant, his own son. Malachi 3. They shall be mine. Say, they shall be mine. For you to understand this sentence, go again and read Malachi 2. Who are these nine? He shall see it as a refiner and a priest of silver. He shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be as pleasant unto the Lord as in the what? Days of old. As what? In the former years. So, yeah, he said when he purified sons of Levi. So, something is glaring here that they are already sons. But they purify sons again. The way you purify silver and gold. And they were able to offer. He said that when they were sons of Levi, they could not offer. No, I said this now. I said, Levites are priests, but they can't offer. So, they were what they went through for them to be able to offer. But they were Levites. They also had law, but they can't offer. They don't have what it takes to offer. Because not every man can offer Christ anything. If you see God, what can you offer God? And you know, God wants to offer him something. Like that man at the beautiful gate was looking at Paul and John, expecting that they will offer him something. And they look at him and say, look at us. Silver and gold have none, but that which I will offer you. So God wants you to offer him something. That's why God, I was reading from the book of Romans 14. God will not accept you if you have not served Christ. Because it's in serving Christ that God will see that you have something to offer him. It's not because God is that. Some people say, God, no, you people just like to make God. God is my God. God is my, oh, my brother. Say, you go hear me. Because I know guests tend to argue with you. God is not God to everybody. God is not God to everybody. Before you can serve God, God must know you have something to offer him. And before you can be accepted with God, it's not that God hates you. God does not hate you. Just that God just said, this guy is not acceptable because he has nothing to offer. Just like you people, even when you want to marry, in the people in the world, they ask, what do you have to offer? He asked in Miami. Then the other one, in summer, in Miami, the other one. What? It's okay. Tick. How many children? Three children? You know that thing. Two. Three, two, okay. All right, take. After you say, no deal. So when God come around to see there's nothing to offer, there's nothing to offer. So every son must ask them to offer their father. So there are different kinds of sons. You find that also in 1 John chapter 3 from verse 1. Beloved, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. Want to go? That we should be called. Look at it. This is not yet. John said, I'm not yet like this. We should be called what? Sons of God. Therefore, the world knew us not. Because they knew him not. Verse 5, verse 2. Behold, now are we sons of God. So look at it. Is it confusing? So there's a son we should be called. But it's a kind of son we are now. We are not that one which we go. We are not yet it. So in the world of sons, there are different kinds of sons. Both the present creation tell us that. And in the world to come, there are going to be different kinds of sons. And as well as there will be sons, there will also be plenty of children. Men that refuse to grow up. Men that refuse to respond to their heavenly calling. You know, I told you, many people will miss their adoption. One thing that you cannot afford to be in this last time is to be children. They call those who are children that if you to grow to be a son, they say, whoa, are those who are with children? They are not pregnant. You are with that thing. Your soul, what you have with you is a children. And not only children, who are those who give suck? That means you are still a babe. You are still a babe in Christ. Not babe of God. Not newborn babe. You're a babe. You are simply the one that don't have strength. Because out of the mouth of babe and suckling, you have ordained praises. You don't have praise. Those babe and suckling are newborn babe. That they have ordained strength and strength. So, you say, whoa, just like I said, whoa are those who are with a child. And woe are those who give suck. It is so dangerous for anyone being. The way Nigeria is looking, someone to warn you. This is not the day that you don't grow up to be a son. That you don't grow up to be a son. And not just going to be a kind of son. Can you grow up to be a very high son? Because why? Because the more high son you are, the more things you have to offer God. Just that every corporation look for high flyers with high experience to handle their high role to run their organization. God is looking for sons that are priests and prophets to officiate the world to come. You see, the world to come is so sensitive that for you to give it to a babe to do. Or to give to a child. To serve God. To offer God. Because the more high son you are, the more things you have to offer God. Just that every corporation look for high flyers with high experience to handle their high role to run their organization. God is looking for sons that are priests and prophets to officiate the world to come. You see, the world to come is so sensitive that for you to give it to a babe to do. Or to give to a child. To serve God. To offer God. So you can see that you cannot be a child. That was what Galatians was talking about. Galatians 4. Now I say that the heir, as long as he's a child, he differs not from a servant. This kind of servant is not the kind of servant that they want you to be. You know, there's some errand you send children. Go ahead and tell your auntie that they should come. I can't inform her what she should tell her auntie. I can't tell her what she should tell her auntie. I tell her, the only thing, the screen must not be more than a sentence. That's the only thing you can offer me. That's the only thing she can offer me. If the sentence is three sentences, I'm in trouble. But if I tell your auntie to help me prepare ginger, turmeric. So you can see the problem of a child. So a child cannot offer you anything. That's how you are to God when you are a child. Everything she can offer me, just one sentence. Go and call your mommy for me. Let me pick that clue and go and put it in the basket. When first Timothy was saying, in a great house are many vessels, dishonor thing and thing. You can't do honorable things for God. God will want you to do honorable for him, but you can't. Because you don't have the facility, you don't have the training. You don't have it. You see, God is loving. Say, no, Pastor, listen, I know my God loves me. Yes, God loves you. I love him. I want to show her love to do many things for me. But she's limited, I'm limited. God is as limited as we remain a child. God is all powerful, but God can be limited by you. God is all powerful because there's no magic. God cannot do magic. When he comes into raising son, it's not by miracle. You raise it, you build it, you grow it, you burn it, and you train it. Awake, awake, stand up, O Jerusalem, which have drunk of the hand of the Lord, the cup of his fury, that have drunk the dread of the cup of his trembling, and wrought them out. There is none to guide her among all the sons. What go? Whom she has what? Brought forth. Say, sons are what? That means this is Jerusalem. Zion, she brought forth sons. Say, but none of our son, she had brought forth. But not only that, neither is there any out of that son that take her by hand of all the son, that she has brought up. So there are sons that you brought forth, there are sons that you brought up. That means Jerusalem has sons. Both the son that she brought forth, she begat, and the son that she has trained, none of them is mature enough to take a hand and guide her. Because where God wants to take Jerusalem and Zion to is a very high place. Those who have brought up children. Don't laugh. Is that how I brought you up? That means I trained you. He's not only brought forth, he also brought up. They are trained there. But they do not finish their training. These sons. For there's none to guide her among all the sons whom she has brought forth. So God can have sons that she has brought forth. But no. He can brought forth sons, but none of them. And he might even have started bringing forth some, training them, but they're not yet still ready. That's why the heartbeat of God is to raise a man-child company. Because those were the sons that he brought forth, that were able to draw the spirit and were able to help their brethren. They went to go and help the woman. They are the one that helped the remnant of the seed. Because when you read that from Isaiah 50, 51, he said, then shall the redeemed of the Lord return. What do they return? There's a ministry for them to return back to all the other sons that are not ready to help them, to hate them. After they have attained, they prepare them to help other sons and to help the mother. So in sonship, there are different kinds of degree of sons. They shall return. The redeemed of the Lord are the sons that mature. They are the sons that have the little book, that they feel the curriculum and are training up to the highest of it. It shall return. Then shall the demon of the Lord return and come with singing unto Zion. Zion has different kind of sons in Zion. But they are going to return to come and minister to different sons. Because those sons, they brought them forth. Some of them, they brought them up, but they don't know how to guide and to come and help the old Zion, Jeronic company. So Zion are made up of stones. A stone is a son in Zion. A child stone is a son in Zion. A precious stone is a stone in Zion. A sure foundation is a stone in Zion. But they cannot guide. They are not. A son that can guide. A son that can take hand. So God wants us to be sons. Why am I saying this? Zion, Jerusalem has sons. But those sons, he brought them forth. And I brought them up. They have been brought up. But they are not yet mature to be able to take Zion and take a hand and guide her back to God. Though they were sons, but they are not yet ready. Then, because they are not ready, God had to send back the redeemed of the Lord back. Why they could not do it? God had to send the redeemed of the Lord. Then shall the redeemed of the Lord return and come back to Zion. They shall come back. They shall return again. That's it. Where they are returning to, they have been there before. They left that place and went forward. They shall return again. Because the sons there could not do what they ought to do. That to send them back. That's why the man-child company has to be sent back. Son of God, some man-child being caught up to heaven does not mean that he will fulfill his own focus as the one of the first ones that already start before God. I've attained the fullness of sonship in God. I've sit on the point through. Then after that, they will say, well done, you are the one. Now go back, go and help all your other sons. And go and help your mother. Go and help the body of Christ. To help them to come also. You are the firstborn among many sons. There are many sons, but they are the first one that will enter to glory. They have to come, return, and come again with singing. That singing is not hallelujah. That singing is doctrine. It's teaching. They have to come and teach. They shall return and come with singing unto Zion. But when they are coming, they say, everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. There are sons, grade of sons. What do I call the church? Grade of sons. Your calling is to be a son, though.
Yes, sir.
Read Romans chapter 8. This to be a son is what they call heavenly calling. Say that, everybody. That is Romans, that's Hebrews chapter 3. So in second, say, I'm having my heavenly calling. Or Philippians chapter 3, which is called the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, is to be a son of heaven. Chapter 8, 28. All things work together for good. Say to them who are called. To them who are the called. What did I say?
To them who are called.
They are the call. They are the call. According to his purpose. What is his purpose? To be a son. That's your purpose. That's the whole duty of man. Say the whole duty of man.
The whole duty of man
is to be a son. But what kind of son you want to be? What kind of son you want to be? You want to be a son? Do you want to be a son? You want to be a son because the earth have a son of burning and a son of shining. Because John was of the earth, earthly. You can either be a son of the burning or can be a son that is shining. When they say shining light there, when you say you are a light, a burning and a shining light, you are a son. That's what it means. You find that in the book of Philippians chapter 2. Holding for the word of life. Do all things without murmuring and disputing. That you may be blameless. Harmless, where? The sons of God, where? Without the book, yeah, in the midst of crooked and perverse nation, among who you shine. Don't be a burning sun, be a shining sun. Who you shine, yeah? You shine, eh? Among what? Whom you shine as light. So these sons of God that are blameless and harmless. Say blameless and harmless.
Blameless and harmless.
When you are blameless, it's a type of sun. When you are harmless, it's kind of sun. Fire can still harm when you are burning. So sons, don't be a child. Don't be a baby. Grow up. Take your growth seriously. And the Lord will help you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Can we begin to respond to the Lord this afternoon?
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinwusinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.